As head of Indiana's public schools, Tony Bennett implemented a school grading system similar to Florida's. The first year Indiana schools received a report card was 2012. But before the report cards were released, Bennett says he and other Indiana officials were made aware of problems.
We found this unfair penalty to these 13 schools as we were actually running the grades. So that's what we actually did. We adjusted that calculation prior to the board approving these and prior to these ever being announced.
Emails obtained by the Associated Press show Bennett directed Indiana Department of Education officials to revamp the grades before they were released, a move which benefited the Crystal House Charter School run by a donor to his reelection campaign. The conflict centers on how Indiana was evaluating so-called combination schools, in this case, 13 schools that didn't yet have graduating classes. Since graduation rates were a part of Indiana's grade formula, the schools, including Crystal House, couldn't be evaluated properly under the formula. In a conference call with reporters Tuesday, Bennett said his emails to other Indiana education officials were taken out of context.
The truth is, I said that this system would identify schools, and when it didn't, I felt that would make our system be viewed as invalid, and it would perceive that I had lied about the system. And I didn't believe that was a good idea for either. So that's the actual context behind that particular email and that particular statement.
I think that we deserve to know if he's brought his pay-to-play tactics from Indiana to Florida also.
That's Tampa Democratic Representative Janet Cruz, who bashed Bennett on a conference call Wednesday. Cruz is among a group of Florida Democrats who have pounced on Bennett and, by extension, Governor Rick Scott. The revelation comes just after Florida's State Board of Education instituted a rule keeping school grades from dropping more than a single letter grade each year, a move made to keep the state's transition to a new set of education standards from sinking many schools. But that's a change to a system which predates Bennett's arrival in Florida. Some state board members and local school superintendents had expressed concerns the system wasn't accurately measuring schools before Bennett took his current job. Democratic Party spokesman Joshua Karp says while there's no direct links between Bennett's decisions in Indiana and school grades in Florida, his party is still concerned.
With someone like Tony Bennett in charge, who we know has given special attention at a minimum, and more likely than not special treatment to schools owned by his big political donors back in Indiana, we can't trust that these grades are being given legitimately.
The reason why we're talking about it is because there's an assumption that there was a political favor.
That's University of Miami political science professor Joseph Usinski, who says if Bennett is telling the truth about being misled by his lieutenants in Indiana, the situation could blow over.
Now, if it is the case that it's more benign, that there are a handful of schools that had to be treated differently because there's a complicated mathematical system in place to give these grades, then that may simply explain this. But we probably have to do more investigation to find that out.
Bennett is Florida's third education chief during Governor Rick Scott's time in office. The governor says he still supports Bennett and thinks he's doing a good job, but he's not addressed calls for Bennett's resignation. The University of Miami's Usinski says if Bennett does step down, those who oppose him may not like who they get in his place.
I think Michelle Rhee is looking for a job. Yeah, I don't think they're going to wind up. I don't think that anyone is going to wind up with somebody they really want here. I think that these positions are highly politicized, and it's something that people care very deeply about. But it's one of those things where it's very little understood.
For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.